You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
A whole host of enhanced odds offers for this match. I'll pick out a couple. Eden Hazard to score and Chelsea to win was 2-1. That's been enhanced to 3-1. And Harry Kane to score and Tottenham to win was 13-2, now 8-1. Harry Kane, by the way, scored in each of his last four Premier League games, and his record in London League derbies is sensational. Scored twice against West Ham last week, and he's now got 17 in his last 16 London League derbies, Harry Kane. But Spurs, Tom, are coming to this having been knocked out of the Champions League, and Monaco beat them on Tuesday night. And not only that, they were fortunate to beat West Ham last week. They're still the only unbeaten side in the Premier League, but that's definitely misleading, Tom.
Yeah, they're a patched-up side at the moment, the Tottenham Hotspur, and I think Pochettino, particularly the European campaign that they've had, I think that's going to have, you know, dealt a blow to them, really, because all of a sudden, I think there's the first... It's strange, isn't it? It's crazy, actually, when you think about it. They're the only unbeaten team in the Premier League, yet there's critics out there about Pochettino and about the club's sort of transfer policy. You know, if you actually analyse their signings over the last couple of years, based on what they've done on the pitch, there's not been a huge amount of the additions that they've brought in that have really strengthened the team. And it's amazing that for an unbeaten side that there is kind of that criticism coming their way. But, you know, the Champions League campaign has been a disaster. As you say, I thought they were lucky to get all 3 points against West Ham last week. And this is a tough game. Everything is kind of in Chelsea's favour here. They're absolutely flying. They found a system and a way of playing that suits them, that I think gets the best out of the players that they've got, and undoubtedly their best player is Eden Hazard. You know, suddenly Victor Moses looks like a top player, which you've got to give credit to Conte for getting more out of him and Pedro and a few other players in that Chelsea team. So, you know, I think Chelsea are the team that will end this Tottenham unbeaten run. I really do. I mean, there's a historical record here that Tottenham mentally have found difficult to overcome. And I know people, you know, look at head-to-head and historical things and are not interested in them. And I completely understand why, because this is a different set of players, it's different managers and everything else. But, you know, in London, these things are reminded over and over again in these London derbies. It's a big derby game, as they all are, between those top sides in London. But 1990 was the last time that Spurs actually came away from Stamford Bridge with all 3 points, and that is a long, long time. I know, like in the mid-90s and, you know, throughout the 90s, you know, Chelsea weren't brilliant and neither were Tottenham, but that's a long run that will be reminded to all the Tottenham players. So I just think it'll be interesting to see how Pochettino approaches this one, you know, from a tactical point of view, because they're playing three at the back now and a lot of managers are trying to follow suit. And when Everton went to Stamford Bridge, Koeman thought, oh, I'll tell you what I'll do, I'll match them up. Well, it was a disaster for them. And of course, Pochettino went three at the back against Arsenal. It kind of threw Arsenal into disarray. Wenger couldn't sort of adjust to that quickly. So I'm fascinated to know how Tottenham are going to approach this one. But ultimately, I think Chelsea are going to be too strong for them. And I don't actually mind them plain and simple on the outright at 3-4 here. But I'm going to look at, you know, Diego Costa to score, Chelsea to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1. And I also, at 5-1 that is, and I also think there's value at Chelsea winning under 2.5 goals at 3-1. You look how tight both teams are defensively. You know, this could be a tight one, but ultimately I've got to side with Chelsea.
Need to mention that Chelsea to win to nil has been enhanced as well. Was 2-1. That's been enhanced to 9-4. And of course, Chelsea have won their last six in the league without conceding. You mentioned that record as well, Tom. 29 visits to Stamford Bridge in all competitions without winning Spurs. They've drawn 11, lost 18. Derek, that is an unbelievable statistic that Tottenham have got to overcome. And two sides coming into this with different mindsets at the moment. Tottenham trying to recover from that Champions League exit, with Chelsea firing in all cylinders now.
Yeah, well, you mentioned that, you know, they haven't won there since 1990. Well, Liverpool haven't won the league since 1990. Does that mean they can't win it this year?
No.
It doesn't. Well, it doesn't. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. You know what? Every time I tip Spurs, I'm normally wearing an embarrassed look all week. But this week, I'm all over them like a cheap suit, which I'm also normally wearing all week. I think at 7-2, they're a fantastic bet. Because, you know, if this was Liverpool hosting Tottenham, the way Liverpool are playing right now, by the way, Liverpool are 2-11 this week. Like, we'll get onto them later, the shortest price I've seen all season. You know, I'd be back in Tottenham to beat Liverpool. And I can't see why I'm not going back to Tottenham to beat Chelsea. Okay, Chelsea are firing. They haven't conceded a goal for, you know, forever. But I'm not sure it's been the toughest run of fixtures they've had, you know. There's a Southampton and Everton and Middlesbrough. a Man United who were losing to everybody at the time in that spell, a Leicester in that spell, but a Leicester that were playing in the Champions League matches, in the Champions League a few days later. I'm not sure they've been presented with the toughest set of fixtures. And this is a step up against Tottenham. I know we know that Tottenham aren't firing on all cylinders, but the single most impressive performance of the season was Tottenham against Manchester City when they absolutely murdered them. That was a big test for them, and they stepped up to the plate and murdered them. You're getting 7-2 this week that they can do that again, and I think they can. Okay, it was a big disaster for them in midweek going out to Champions League. But in a way, you know, it might just concentrate their minds on the league. It sometimes has that effect. And yes, they don't win at Chelsea that often, but in the last six seasons, they've got 3 draws there. I just think 7-2 is a big, big price. What we haven't mentioned, by the way, is the war between these two teams at the end of last season when Tottenham's title challenge faded. It finished 2-2, and Spurs were shown 9 yellow cards, which is the most by a single team in Premier League history. Matches the number I get on Valentine's Day, by the way. It cost me a bloody fortune. I'm going to go for Tottenham here, 7-2. I think it's too big for a quality side that will get better. We know, we're just waiting for Tottenham to hit form because we know they will because they've got too many good players not to. And I'm happy to take 7-2 that it'll be this weekend.
Derek, I don't know if someone's listening in, but while you've been speaking, they've drifted to 4-1 Tottenham.
Oh, my God. everything I've just said, double it.
4-1 Spurs to win at Chelsea, who are 3-4 the draw.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous, 4-1 Tottenham.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.